Over the hills and far away, at the break of dawn, there's a place you can always stay with blind organic on.
Welcome to Blind Hog and Acorn. I'm Mary Jane, the acorn.
I'm the blind hog.
Hello, blind hog.
I'm here.
You're here.
Another sunny. Well, it's sunny, but it's not very warm.
No, it's over.
Should be warm. This is March. What's happening with all this climate change?
Well, what's happened is we've kind of gotten back to normal, regular weather.
Well, it's not that far off. It's been pretty good.
I know. But it's been kind of warmish, and it got right nippy the other day. It got down to 18. And all the little cabbages and stuff and the rhubarbs, I covered them up, but they still got a little burnt. But the green bunching onions I set out, they're gone.
Really?
They're gone.
You'd think that they'd handle that. All the damn wild onions are doing great.
Yeah, those are wild onions. These were barely bigger than hairs. I mean, they were very fine.
That's how much they'd start. You put them out with seeds, right?
I started them with seeds and then put them out. Yeah, and it's like,
Too soon, huh?
Well, I thought they could handle it.
No onions for us.
Well, we'll see. I planted two different types of peppers.
Hmm.
And they have not sprouted yet.
Oh, really?
I know.
Are they in here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. And I've got Amish paste tomatoes have sprouted up. And you would think that peppers and tomatoes, both being in the nightshade family, would sprout at the same time.
Hmm.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Well,
so
may have to go out there and buy some of them tomatoes.
Well, may have to. I noticed that they did have some peppers over there at the nursery the other day.
Well, they had tomatoes, too. They had some.
Yeah, well, I've got Amish paste tomatoes growing.
They're growing. Huh?
They're growing. But, yeah, I know how you've always desired an early tomato. I might buy you one of those early big ones. The Amish paste that they had there. The biggins.
You pay $3 for a goddamn plant. That's ridiculous. You're going to put out enough tomatoes to make up a difference on that.
Yes, blind hog. Yes, Scrooge McDuck.
That's right.
Yes.
Hell, don't be some fluid with our...
Don't go all spendy right. With your hard-earned pension.
That's right.
You pensioner,
that's
you.
That's right, boy. When you're living off of the duff, you got to make it.
Oh,
take
okay. Well,
of.
I'll wait until I sell these three goslings, and then I'll use some of the proceeds to buy you.
Well, I don't know if you even pay for all the food you bought for them.
Actually,
and gas for running around for the others.
Oh, now, if you're going to count fuel, just remember we mark that off in bulk on our income taxes.
Hmm.
So, yeah, automobile charges get marked off at the end of the year for the F-350 and the Subaru.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go. There will be a reckoning. Yes.
We'll see.
Well, speaking of reckoning, on Monday... We took the paperwork to the USDA FSA office and walked in there and saw our buddy Bill. And it's like, Bill, you work at the Soil and Water Conservation Office. Not anymore. I changed ships. I'm working here now.
He's going up.
I think the soil, and didn't you have to vote for them?
No, just for the people that are on their board. It was the farmers and stuff. They have a board or something that determines how they relinquish money out for some of this stuff.
Well, anyway, he jumped ships, and he is in the same building, just the next door down.
I don't know if they all attach in the back there or not. Anyway,
I don't know. But anyway, handed him the paperwork for the vulture kill, and he said, this is the first one of these I've had to do. He said, so it's going to be... He said, now, there's a printout for so-and-so, and I said, that's the next page. He said, you've got it all! I don't have to do anything. However, in order for the government to pay for a loss related to predation by an protected species, they go by the average farm loss expected. And for goats, the government has decided that 10% kid loss
is what it was, 10 or
10% kid loss is normal. And Bill said, well, how many kids have you had? I said, 16. He said, ooh, that comes out to 1.6. And you're not going to get reimbursement. And I said, well, that's not exactly true because we've had that many. However, we've lost other kids.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter. They're just talking about any loss.
Yeah. So, I sent him the spreadsheet. He said, do you have pictures of them? I said, no. He said, well, do you have birthing records? I said, I got a spreadsheet. The kids were all tagged. I have birth weights. They got scrapie numbers. You know, what more other than pictures would you want? So, anyway, sent that to him, and he emailed back and said, yeah, that looked really good. So,
well, we'll see.
We'll see. So, anyway, I don't know.
But so we did. Have we done anything this week?
Yes. I started the couch to 5K.
Yeah, that's right. You started your damn walking and running and stuff.
Yes. Yes.
When was it? We went over to Savannah's and started that little, that last week?
That was the week before that we laid the cardboard down and put the plastic on it. And for their native wildflower front yard.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll start.
We were walking on the road the other day and we saw Herman, our local farmer, and he said, yeah, I got a drill. I'm putting in, got a 50-pound bag of clover right here. And I said, well, Herman, that's funny. We had some leftover clover, and we put it out in the front yard in Springfield. You did what? I said, yeah. I just dumped it all out there. There must have been 10, 12 pounds. Oh, what did you do that for? Not in Springfield. I said, well, they wanted a wildflower front yard. Well, they're going to get one now. And when I told him I put out red clover and ladino, he just probably thought we were just pissing money out the door.
Well, I mean, it's not like it's not, what, 10 years old or something?
Yes, yeah. And I did that germination test that I talked about.
You said you had a few of them, right?
Yeah, yeah. Not quite 20%, I would say.
Well, we'll see.
But anyway, we'll see. But yeah, we had gone back over to Springfield, laid the cardboard down over that island after we finished kunking out the stump parts, and then laid the cardboard down, and then you manned the hose.
Boy.
And got it all watered down.
Man, I like them important jobs.
And then we laid the plastic on top, and I'd brought a piece of used sheet plastic that you had folded up in the back.
That's a big piece, too. You doubled it up, didn't you?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was two layers, and it came out to be what, like a, how wide is that stuff? 16 foot?
It may be. It's either 12 or 16.
It came out to like 8 by 16.
Yeah.
Folded over once.
Mm-hmm. So it might have been 16 by 16.
And I'd cut a bunch of wires and folded them over into tarp pins to press down.
Did you punch it in there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Savannah got a bunch of old bricks from the backyard and brought them around. And we took the wagon, the little red wagon.
Yeah, we've had that for...
since Savannah was a toddler.
We had that up in Boone, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, making good use of that wagon.
Well, it comes in handy at times.
So, we'll see. I did start some wildflower seeds, and I've got a flat of 12 plugs of Shasta daisies. Hmm. Big white daisies. And then a few plant cells of the wildflower mix are sprouted, but none of the others. They're too old. These were some of the seeds I got from Ashley.
Oh.
So, anyway.
So you gonna put them out over there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. They won't have any, they can't make it here.
Mm. I haven't asked Savannah yet about the idea I half-heartedly, ha-ha, joked about when we were walking the other day about cutting the shrubberies down in front of the house and replacing them with Spanish yuccas yeah. along the yard, along the road.
Yeah, I transferred those when we were down at the coast.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thought I was crazy.
Well, the kind down there actually grew tall.
These may do it.
These, I've never seen these.
Well, they keep mowing them down.
No, but yeah, still, I know. But still, even the ones in the back, off the road, like where I would get mushrooms, they never got above shrub size. Hmm. They just stay down. Is it because of the weather? I don't know.
Could be.
Is it because of the variety? Probably.
I didn't notice that many different types, but they may be.
Well, you know what? There are hundreds of varieties of mangoes.
Hmm. Really?
You only think of mangoes as being the big green ones, the big orange ones, and the little yellow ones.
Yeah, I thought
but
we just had some
hundreds
yellow.
Of varieties of mangoes.
Hmm. Well,
yep.
They're a nice fruit.
Just got to figure a way to make the pit smaller.
Well, we don't have to worry about raising anything here the way it keeps freezing in the mornings.
Mm. Yeah, it was 34, 36 today.
34 this morning.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to probably be colder than that, but.
Mm-mm.
Is it tonight supposed to get down cold again?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, because maybe it's tomorrow. No, it's Monday. It's supposed to be rainy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need some rain.
Mm.
Sure do. Let's see. So, I started milking the goats.
Yep.
Da-da-da.
Give you something else to do.
Today was the third morning of milking the goats. So, the night before, I run the kids, either grabbing them or chasing them, into the holding pen that I have. And I've got it where it runs parallel and dead ends in a corner. And if you open up a gate on either end, it opens from the fence. It closes against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you open it up, it kind of makes a diversion. So when they run down the wall, they run right in the chute. Just like trapping quail, digging a little tunnel that goes around and goes underneath a grass trap.
Hmm.
Sherry said her brother, Mark, actually did that.
One day, really?
And it worked.
Oh,
caught
really?
A bunch of bobwhites.
Hmm.
Yep. Because they follow the path and they don't, they just go under the lip of the trap and then they're caught. So.
There's not near as many because people are not farming the same way. They used to leave a lot more dead area along the outside edges
mm-hmm.
of the pastures, but
yep.
they don't do that much anymore. So
no, they don't have the
they
habitat.
They don't have that habitat like
mm-mm.
they need. We hear them around here occasionally.
Yeah, every now and then. The martens are so happy we put the gourds back up. We've got 3, maybe 4 pair. And our new martin gourds have got the little front porches on them. And they love sitting on those.
Hmm.
Just happy.
Hmm.
Boy, we did good this year. Did good with those new
gourds.
You better
appreciate them.
So I'm milking the goats, and I've got one goat up there, a daughter of Verdandi, the dairy queen, herd leader, who's half Savannah, and she's got a little doling up there with her. And I was looking at this one's udder, and I thought, huh, you know. And when I was milking the others, I let them in one at a time, and they have their little order. Well, this girl decided I wanted to come in. And I opened the gate, and she came in to stand by the milking stand. So after I grabbed her and got her up on the stand and locked her in, she just started eating. And it's like, you can be a dairy goat. Hmm. Do you remember Bonehead? The half boar, half sonnen.
Yeah.
She milked the whole time we had her. She had a nice udder and had those super big teats. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bonehead thought she was a dairy goat and acted, well, this girl, it's her first kid and she's got little kitten tits, but it's her second kid, but she's got little pinky tits on her. Not nice thumb tits. So
like the dairy ones do.
But this morning was her second time on there, and I got a good pint of milk from her, so kind of ease her into this. But she didn't jump around today near as much as she yesterday. It was like so. But it was another one that kicked my thumb and thought, and it made me think, oh, God, that hurts. I don't want to look at it. But
it was still there, huh?
It's still there. Only cut the back along the quick.
Right on the nail?
Uh-huh. Right on the nail bed. Thought I'd split my thumb for sure. Whap! Better my thumb than my jaw. That's all I can say. Yes. Getting about a gallon of milk in the morning. So, making skyr every day.
Well, we need that.
Yep.
We just got three or four left? Three left, maybe? From
last year? Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's about all. That's pretty good, made it that far.
Yeah. So, I need between 60 and 72 quarts of skyr.
You're going to be able to get that many before you take off? Or are you just going to lay off for a week?
Well, I may, you know, if I don't pen the kids, the moms can handle not being milked. But that's 11 weeks away. And 11 weeks times 7 is 77 days. And if I'm getting a quart of skyr a day, that'd be 77 quarts. So yeah, so theoretically I can have the skyr making done, and then after I go down to Texas for Frank's birthday, I could come back, and if I want to make any cheese, I could do that. Or I could be done with milking. Let's see, March, April, May, June. Kids will be 3 months old. They'll need another month or two of nursing before they're weaned.
Really?
The bucklings will be around 100 days, so we might be able to get, you know, get them sold.
Or separated off, at least.
Yeah. Speaking of separated off, we did pull our yearlings and separated them all off in the other rose field.
They seem to be doing all right.
They're doing all right. I'm giving them a little bit of goat kibble. However, the other night we almost had tragedy. Sam was sleeping in the house, and he got up and wanted out at 2 o'clock. I was like, what? And so I let him out, and he ran out. And it's like, well, all right. And I heard a bunch of dogs barking next door. Bark, 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 bark. And then Sam came back to the door at an hour later and knocked on the door, and I went out at 5:30. Yeah. Well, anyway, went out there and I heard the electric fence snap, snap, snap. I was like, oh, fuck.
I saw you run up the hill.
I know what that noise is. And so I grabbed the flashlight and ran up there. And in the feeding alley, sure enough, one of the yearlings had put her head through the cattle fence, through the field fencing, and found the electric wire they're in with the bucks.
On the other side, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't dead, but she was quite dazed, foaming out of the mouth, smell of burnt hair and horn. Mm-hmm. Luckily, there was a step-in post right on the other side where she was, and I was able to use that to lift the hot wire
up out of the way,
off of her, so that I could, and then her head came right out. I mean, there was just like, and then she just kind of laid there while her eyes.
She's probably still a little water-eyed.
Yeah. But it's like, the few times I wished I had a kill switch for the electric fence at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley and Dave had that, because they had their charger right there by their back door.
Mm.
But then they also had the fancy setup where you can lay your tool, like our fence tester. You lay that on there and push
it.
Yeah. But we still have another wall-mounted.
You got that big one that's down there in the pig barn.
Yeah, the Zareba.
Yeah.
It quit working on me. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's a ground issue or what. But anyway, I would probably like to hook it up to go electrify all those strings I put around the garden.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice. Protect the garden. Protect the geese.
Keep them deer out of there.
Yeah.
Well, keep them critters.
Had another little honker hatch itself. So I've got the two female and the one male, and the first person on the cotton patch waiting list wants all three. So he's going to let me know later today if he could get them tomorrow. If not, it would be Tuesday. So I tell you what, them little geese are little poopers. Poop, 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 and they just squirt it out. And so it takes 18 paper towels to do a layer in that plastic tub. And I could replace it every 2 hours but 2 to 3 times a day, I'll roll up the pooped up mess, lay them fresh down, replenish their water, give them some more kibble. Maybe a clump of grass if I'm feeling extra nice.
Mm.
And they just go at it. But
they're talking in there.
Oh, yes. Won't have some more hatch until April 5th, 6th, 7th, something like that. Bravo Goose is setting on her eggs right proper.
She just now started. This is last week. So she's going to have everybody.
She started Wednesday or Thursday for sure.
It'll be almost a month, right?
Mm-hmm. So she'll hatch hers a few days after I hatch out some others in the incubator. The last batch in the incubator. So I think hers are due like on the 17th or so. I don't know. I'll have to look.
Maybe another week from that.
Yeah. And then so I got 7 that'll hatch on the 5th. 7 more. They're kind of muddied up. The eggs were dirty, and when I candled them, I really couldn't. Some of them I could see veins better than others, so I'll just wait and see how they are. When they're getting ready to hatch, they get black inside, but they have a solid air pocket, and if they're clear at that time, they didn't develop. If they're swishy with fluid at that time, they turned on you. You shouldn't have swishy fluid in an egg after 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, it's just been that kind of week on the farm.
Yeah, I finally moved a lot of that wood I'd split up. and I'd gotten some more, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I went out there and got that stuff on the back of the farm way back there. Remember, I got those, mm-hmm. redid that, got that fence back together. I've got to go back there and get the rest of it. And I've got a pile over here. I've got to do something with it. I can't just keep piling it up. I might split it up.
He needs to split it up, Sam.
When it warms up enough. Not that warm today. I was going to go out there today, but
52. We went out and got watercress for the geese. Mm-hmm. That was, well, 52 and sunny is one thing. 52
with a little breeze
and
blow.
Windy and cloudy is another.
Yeah.
Nay, nay. Nay, nay. Well, anyway, that's about all I got to say.
Are we done?
I'm done, unless there's something more.
Well, I've put so much information in here, I'm sure everybody's going to have to spend hours deciphering it.
Deciphering it. That's right.
Important information.
Mm. Other than me trying to find you a soccer game and realizing I was a week out.
Yeah, well.
March 30th is next week, not today. Hmm. Well, other than me needing a bag of feed up to the dairy barn.
I'm
going to
take the tractor because I need to get a couple of posts to put in over on the where I'm stacking that stuff outside out there.
Well, if you do that for me, that would be a big help. All righty. Well, listen, you all have a good week, and we'll talk to you later.
Y'all take care. Bye-bye.